recently came back from a week-long mission trip to Angeles City, Philippines, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity to share with you all the team's field report as well as my personal testimony. I will first start with the team field report. Our ministry outreach to Angeles City, Philippines was from January 23rd to January 30th, 2015. Over the course of 1 week, we ministered at 5 church services, most of them being evangelistic and healing-focused. We hosted 2 children's feeding programs, did many house-to-house evangelism outreaches, and led a healing and deliverance as well as a forgiveness seminar, and also 6 different healing and deliverance sessions for the church leaders there. We had a prayer walk through the red light districts in Angeles City. In total, we saw 76 people receive Christ. Yay. 4 confirmed healings, and many others get deeply touched and ministered to by the Holy Spirit. Many of those who came up for prayers at the altar received a lot of inner healing by having deep discouragement and hopelessness broken off and felt refreshed and uplifted by the end. Our team ministered in Tarlac, a city that is an hour drive away from Angeles City, and ministered at the late Pastor Ramon Tapneo's church called Church of God Campus. We partnered with Pastor Bai, who is a head pastor of an extension of that church. Then our team moved to Angeles City and partnered with Pastor Bob from Church of God Angeles City for the latter half of the trip. As a team, we prepared children's dance worship songs, a hip-hop body worship dance, and readied ourselves to preach the word, teach seminars, and lead healing and deliverance sessions. We ministered to many of the sick in the slum villages and rural areas, declaring renewed hope and complete physical healing over them. We also had opportunities to speak life and hope over those who needed inner healing from physical illnesses, financial issues, and deep discouragement in various areas of their lives. The whole mission trip was marked by immense joy, unity, and encouragement. God would open up doors for the team to encourage and uplift the local pastors and leaders at every church. The team also brought in, as well as shared, a lot of joy and laughter with the youth leaders at every church we ministered. Though we met the pastors and the leaders for the first time, there was always a constant, strong spirit of unity all around, which made each ministry time so enjoyable and enriching as everyone shared the same mind, heart, and spirit. I will now share my personal testimony. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7 reads, "For we live by faith and not by sight." I was originally not assigned to be a member of the Angeles City Missions team. I was supposed to go somewhere else, and for more than a week, I had opened up my heart to this other country and pray for the nation and people there. I was on fire. I was fasting and researching about this other country, and I was excited for the team, the pastors we were going to meet, and the food I was going to eat there. And this is a reason why I had to be honest and say that I was a little bit confused and also disappointed when I was reassigned to the Angeles City team. What? Why? After days of pouring out my affection to this other place, I asked myself, could I open my heart to another country again? However, as difficult as I made it for myself, God started to soften up my heart for the Philippines, especially Angeles City. I know now that Angeles City was where I had to go and where He had chosen me to go. It is true that I would have grown and learned a lot in another country, but everything about my trip to Angeles City seemed so divine and put together beforehand that I felt like it would have not made sense if it happened in any other way. Our team partnered with 3 different pastors while we were in the Philippines, but for the majority of the time there we were with Pastor Ibai, a spirit-led and fire-filled yet gentle man of God. If I were to sum up my whole time in the Philippines in just a few words, it would be unity and connection, divine appointments, grace, and hope. Now I would like to touch upon these words in more detail. Unity and connection. During our time of preparation and training, I prayed for the unity of the team and also for the unity with the locals, up to the point it started to sound cliche. God, I pray for unity. I pray for unity. However, I secretly feared that unity would be difficult to achieve because first, half of the team were from Sydney and we never got to meet some of them until we arrived at the hotel. And second, no other team in New Philly had ever been to Angeles City before. New grounds needed to be broken, new relationships established, and I feared because I believe I was not good at doing such things. However, unity and connection turned out to be by far the easiest, and within a day, strangers became who they really are, brothers, sisters, family. I did not have to strive trying to connect with pastors and the church members. Despite cultural differences, we formed kingdom relationships that I know will continue to last in our hearts long term. Divine appointments. On our last day of ministry at Pastor Ibai's church, our team grouped up in pairs or in threes with the young praise team leaders of the church. These young leaders were brothers and sisters who had given up their youth to serve the house of God. Even in their young age, they had chosen the Lord and we were serving as worshipers. Eunice encouraged our team to listen to their personal prayer requests and take time praying for them. The sister I was partnered up with was a daughter of Pastor Ramon, a MPWM pastor who had recently passed away. I began talking to her without knowing who she was, but when she opened up to me about her struggles of missing her father, I was in awe. I could not believe that the very things that she was sharing were the exact things I went through missing my own dad, who had passed away a few years ago when I was mostly involved in ministry. Though I did not know her very well, I knew my experiences of how I had grieved and fought through the difficult time of missing my own dad would really uplift and comfort her. God knew that my testimony would release hope. I truly believe that He used one daughter, me, to help out another daughter, her, whom he had dearly loved. My conversation with the sister felt important and valuable enough for me to say that one of the main reasons God had brought me to the Philippines was to bless, encourage, and comfort her broken heart. Grace. Moving from church to church and even the places where we were staying, many of us became sick. I had serious digestive issues, and one morning I woke up with an aching pain all over my body, plus a high fever. I was to assist VBS that day, but I knew I could not do it. I just did not have the physical strength to dance to the song and lead the kids to follow along. By this point, I almost had to strive to stay in a place of positivity and joy. I told our VBS director, Helen, that she should find someone else to be up on stage with her. However, as I was sitting down and blankly looking out the window, God spoke to me. He reminded me of the few days of ministry where I had gone up on stage, and I received so much joy from doing it. It was more than just fun and funny dance moves. I was filled with joy from the children's laughter and dance moves. Soon after that realization, I felt almost as if the devil was trying to hold me back from receiving. And because I couldn't let this happen, I told Helen that I would assist her on stage. Helen asked me, "Are you sure?" And with my nod, we went up on stage and began dancing. The first song was called Absolutely Nothing. And with the first word that struck my ears and the first dance moves, which looked like this, I knew absolutely nothing could get in the way of me receiving joy. Throughout the VBS session, I felt light and happy. By the end, I had no aching pain all over my body. No fever, and my stomach did not hurt throughout the whole day. It was once I stepped out in faith into God's grace that I realized it was not just joy He wanted me to receive. It was His healing power as well. This set the tone for all the other ministry times. Some of our team members experienced a lot of physical attacks during the free time, but once praise started, once the sermon was being preached, or when we were having a time of fellowship with the church members and leaders, many felt that their sicknesses did not hinder them from being fully engaged during those times. And lastly, hope. For some of our time in the Philippines, we partnered with Pastor Bob, another MPWM pastor in Angeles City. With Pastor Bob, we had a prayer walk in the red light districts of Angeles City. It was my first time doing anything like this. I had a mixture of emotions as I was walking down the streets. I was angry, confused, disappointed, sick, hopeless, yet hopeful, furious, and broken. Although it was right in front of me, I could not believe what I saw. However, that was when God spoke to me and reminded me, "Tambi, you live by faith and not by sight." Immediately, I went from venting at God about injustice to praying the same prayer over and over. "God, you are faithful to your beloveds. These are your daughters. They belong in your arms. Take them back, Father. Take them back." No matter what I saw, I chose to believe that God's hands were still upon the city. It was not just merely believing, but knowing who my God is and trusting that He is true to His character as a just God, a Savior, Redeemer, and a Father. As a missions noob, I went on this trip thinking that I had more to learn than to give. However, as much as I had learned, there was so much that God had enabled me to give. If I were to have focused only on the things that I saw, I know I would have came back hopeless. There is so much that needs to be done. However, once I shifted my mindset that God indeed has been and is and will be working in Angeles City, it gave me an assurance that allowed me to pray from a place of faith and hope. Angeles City is a place filled with God's love, and from being there, I recognize how strong the love of God is on behalf of His people. Thank you for supporting me and the team through your finances and prayers. Continue to look at the city with faith and not by sight, and please continue to lift up the city in your personal times. There are many ways you can pray for the city. Number one would be renewal of hope, for the believers and the non-believers to believe that the city is made for more, for people to live by faith and not by sight. Number two, for the youth to rise up and take their place. We minister to some powerful leaders, for them to step out and become vessels of the Lord at their young age, and for them to believe that their service is not in vain. And as you pray, I guarantee you that you are sowing into grounds that will bear much fruit. Thank you.